بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the televised speech delivered on March 1st, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of Mab'ath. Well, I will raise a few points about Ba'ath briefly, and then I will make a point about the current issues of the day. One thing about Ba'ath is that it achieved something that seemed impossible. What was it? It was that Ba'ath turned the people of the Arabian Peninsula of the pre-Islamic period, later on I'll explain how they were like before Ba'ath, into a virtuous people like the Islamic Ummah. Like the Islamic Ummah of the Holy Prophet's rule, such a thing seems impossible with the ordinary and conventional viewpoint. The people of Arabia in the period of ignorance before the Holy Prophet's Ba'ath had characterized some of which are mentioned in Nahjul Balagha and in history. They were misguided people, wandering aimless and extremely ignorant. They were suffering from great seditions caused by the extreme rage and ignorance. At the same time, as well as all these attributes that I enumerated, they were suffering from illiteracy and lack of understanding. They were devoid of any morality, and they did not have any goal and purpose. Nonetheless, they were extremely ignorant and extremely violent, unreasonable and stubborn. These were the characteristics of the people of Arabia, the people of Mecca and the rest of the places that were there at that time. And these qualities were shared by their elders and younger ones and their chiefs and subordinates.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, however, turned the same people into a united people, and he did so in a short period of time. If we look at the Muslims of the Holy Prophet's time, whether when they were confined to Medina or when they advanced to Mecca, Taif, and other places, we see that they were united, virtuous, and altruistic, and they enjoyed all their lofty temperaments. He turned the same people into such individuals. That seemed impossible. No analysis would have found it possible to turn those people into such individuals in a short space of time. And later on, in less than 20 years, they received global recognition. The same people with those characteristics achieved worldwide fame in less than 20 years once they accepted Islam.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.